Looking forward to getting back to our next guest, who is Chris Purchase, who works for Waste Mins, which has just released some guidelines for the advertising of plastic products and packaging. Hey, are you there, Chris?
I am indeed.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt our earlier conversation. So what do we mean by greenwashing?
So basically what we're talking about is people who are making claims that they can't prove. So you might see something like a coffee cup was degradable written on it, or biodegradable. And in reality, there's not really any way to define what that means. So what we're suggesting people do is if they want to make a claim about, say, something being compostable, then they should make sure that they've certified their product against a relevant standard. So we're big fans of the European standards for compostability.
Sounds fair enough. Who are you guys, by the way, and what's your business?
So Waste Mins is Waste Management Institute of New Zealand, so it's an industry association. Our role is to represent a range of different organisations that help deal with waste and resource recovery, recycling, things like that. My interest is in the area of organic waste and recovering that material, so composters and things like that.
What are the biggest problems currently with what you see on packaging?
The fact that people are making these claims and there's a risk that I might see degradable on my coffee cup and put it into an organic waste bin, and that might end up at a composting plant and not break down completely. And as a composter, what I want to do is I want to produce a fantastic product for people to grow things in. I don't want little pieces of plastic or other material that haven't degraded properly. So what we want to do as a composter is know what's coming into our product and have good confidence that that will add to the value of the compost that we're producing.
Yeah, what are some of the biggest offenders other than this this word composting? What other things do you see and think, oh, that's a bit deceptive?
There's lots of different things around degradability, and I guess the other thing that you sometimes see is putting nice imagery on packaging, you know, the classic dolphin or the turtle or something like that. So the guidance material that we've generated is saying this is what you need to be able to do. You need to be able to substantiate or prove the claims that you're making, and that's linking back to requirements under the Fair Trading Act and advertising standards.
It's a cartoon dolphin ban, is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So I guess the risk is that you're implying that your product is particularly friendly, but unless you've got a basis for doing so, you just shouldn't make that claim.
Okay, so you've come up with these guidelines, and who are you hoping will sign up to them?
So the guidelines are aimed at people who are putting packaging or products into the marketplace, so makers of coffee cups or packaging and so on. About a month ago, we put out some guidance for consumers. So you and me, what do I need to look for when I'm picking up a coffee cup or whatever it might be? And the people who actually administer the legislation and the rules around this are people like the Advertising Standards Authority and the Commerce Commission.
But now that you've, how will the guidelines be used in an ideal world now that you've produced them?
Hopefully everyone who's putting a product into the marketplace will take a look and make sure that they're doing the right thing. We had some interaction with people at the Commerce Commission as we prepared them, so they're reflecting what the expectation is of people putting products into the marketplace in New Zealand.
I mean, people who are putting dolphins on their dishwashing liquid probably know what they're up to, right?
Yeah, you'd probably have to ask them that. I guess the main thing we want is that as a consumer, I'm seeing some labelling that's implying a product is environmentally friendly, that there's actually some basis for that claim.
What would you most like consumers to know about words like compostability and biodegradable?
I'd like people just to check, make sure that if someone's making that claim that it actually makes sense. And if there's no substantiation, maybe you move on to the next product until you find one that's actually able to prove or demonstrate that they can deliver that.
I mean, what is the deal with composting? How are things like coffee cups composted? Is it even possible? I know there are various companies who have started putting bins out there for people to put their compostable cups into, but how realistic is that?
From a composter's perspective, and so we're talking about people who have big composting sites, so commercial or industrial composters, I guess, and they put materials through a process that gets to quite a high temperature, 60 to 70 degrees, if not higher, a microbiological process that breaks down materials into the constituent parts. So if you've got something that has been designed to be compostable and it goes through the right sort of process, then absolutely that coffee cup can turn into some nice soil that you can put onto your garden or be used in some form of growing system. So it is very doable. The challenge is where you get contaminants in there. So you get a coffee cup that isn't compostable and it ends up being a few fragments in your final product, and neither you or I want to be putting that on our garden.
Great. Hey, thanks for taking us through that. Chris Purchase at Wastemans. Good on you for doing something proactive on this, and I hope it's successful.
Not a problem. Thanks for the opportunity.